Sometimes the most helpful thing a chaplain does is stay. No perfect words, no rushed explanation, no attempt to make pain disappear. Just a steady, compassionate presence when someone feels overwhelmed, frightened, or alone.
And in healthcare, staying can look deceptively simple. A patient may be waiting for test results. A family may be sitting outside an intensive care room. A staff member may be carrying the weight of a difficult shift. What does a chaplain actually do in that silence?
The chaplain begins by connecting before assessing. That posture, grounded in the care method, means we meet the person before trying to understand or organize the problem. We notice their pace, honor their space, and let trust develop without forcing a conversation.
So presence is not passive. The chaplain is paying attention. Is this person open to company? Do they want silence, prayer, conversation, or help contacting someone? The chaplain can ask a gentle question, then listen without turning the encounter into an interview.
Exactly. Presence-based care says, in effect, you do not have to carry this moment by yourself. It also protects the care seeker from feeling managed. Chaplains do not diagnose distress or treat a mental health condition. We offer spiritual and emotional support, and we refer when needs move beyond our scope.
Picture a family member sitting alone after being told that a loved one's condition has changed. The chaplain enters, introduces themselves, and asks, "Would it be all right if I sat with you for a few minutes?" The person nods, but says nothing.
The chaplain sits nearby without crowding. After a quiet moment, the family member says, "I do not even know what to ask." Instead of filling the space with advice, the chaplain might respond, "You do not have to find the words right now. I can stay with you while you take this in."
Then the chaplain follows the person's lead. If questions about the medical plan arise, the chaplain helps reconnect them with the nurse or physician. If the person expresses concern about safety, severe emotional distress, or an urgent behavioral health need, the chaplain brings in the appropriate clinical professional.
That is the refer-not-treat boundary in practice. Staying does not mean working alone. It means remaining relationally present while helping the care seeker reach the right support. Good chaplaincy can include quiet companionship, spiritual reflection, prayer by request, advocacy, and a careful handoff.
It also means knowing when to leave. Presence is offered, not imposed. A patient may want rest. A family may need privacy. Respecting a no, or recognizing that the visit has reached a natural close, is part of compassionate care.
For care seekers, a chaplain's quiet presence is not a sign that nothing is happening. Often, the chaplain is creating room to breathe, feel, speak, or simply endure the next few minutes without being alone.
The grounded takeaway is simple. Connect before you assess. Listen before you explain. Stay without taking over. And refer when the need calls for clinical care. That is the ministry of presence, and it is central to the work supported by Chaplain Resource Network, an initiative of the Marsh Institute for Chaplains.